Can I try and be inspirational this morning?
Ooh,
before
okay.
before we get into before we get into news and all of that stuff. So I wrote I wrote a little thing yesterday which seems to be getting quite a lot of attention, and I want to read it now as is. I put it on Facebook, but I might just publish it as a blog on cliffcentral.com, but I thought, you know what, let me test it with you guys and we'll see if you like it. So by no means meant to be some kind of guide to life. It's nothing that I put a huge amount of thought into. I was just lying in bed and thought, there are probably people somewhere, somehow, who need this. And I wrote it down. So here it is without any further introduction. If you're going through hell at the moment, and lots of people are, right? If your life isn't anything like what you always hoped it would be, if people are disappointing you or hurting you, if you're hopeless, disconnected, lonely, if you've fallen out of love with music, art, dance, and even love, if you aren't turned on by the things that used to turn you on, if you find conversation and philosophy pointless and uninspiring, if you've given up on treating your body like a temple and treat it like a garbage heap, if you don't appreciate what others can do for you, if you've forgotten what explosive, unbounded happiness feels like, if you feel like you never have enough, and if you don't sleep because your nightmares are worse than being awake, and you look around and see a world that's broken, then please consider that you're not alone, that you're alive, and that all the universe, fate, and the most impossible series of events over billions of years conspired to bring you into existence, here and now. That there are many worse off than you, and not just materially. That this too shall pass, however dark your personal hell might be right now. Whether you're religious or not, there's more to existence than the things our five rudimentary evolved senses can make sense of. And even the greatest objective minds have never denied this. If your life is a disappointment, that it might be your fault, and that if that's true, that you can change it. The alternative is much more horrible to comprehend, so hope it's your fault. That you cannot be responsible for the feelings of others, and that if you've done nothing to hurt them, you shouldn't feel guilty about them. That if they have hurt you, you can release the burden on both of you by moving on, even if you can't find it in yourself to forgive them. But if you don't forgive them, the burden remains only yours. That you can make new friends, meet new people, learn new things at any age, and that just one of those people or things will make the difference. Treat every person as if they have something to tell you that might change your life, and watch how they respond and rise to that expectation without exception. That you don't need permission to be joyful, and that while euphoria and misery are the poles between which we ebb and flow, you can take exquisite pleasure in a song or a sunset without anyone else on earth ever knowing about it. Learning to love seemingly trivial things can teach you how to enjoy the great ones. Meaning doesn't come from fulfilling your goals or from triumph or comfort. It comes from taking on responsibility, first for yourself, then for those close to you, and finally for greater humanity. You'll continue to feel empty until you realize that things are reliant on you to operate properly, and that you can create and maintain those things. Don't lie in bed. Get up and trim the grass, tidy your house up, organize your world. Wallow, and the meaninglessness will eat you from the inside out, and you will deserve it. Earn a better relationship with your body. Nobody can stop you from eating a donut or lying around all day, but it will stop your heart eventually. The meat vehicle that you inhabit can serve you, or you can let it represent your carelessness for all to see. You get to make this call, and it's never too late. Finally, countless generations have sacrificed their lives to create the civilization around you that makes learning, sustenance, law, engineering, construction, time, science, language, religion, and culture so easy to access. Pay attention to the things you say about humanity, society, culture, and institutions that you didn't build, but that you're lucky enough to inherit. If you're ungrateful for them, you might not deserve them. It is better to be alive now than at any time before on planet Earth, and there is nothing that you cannot know that some other primate can. All the information that mankind has amassed is available to you right now. So get off of social media and find out whatever you want.
CliffCentral.com